This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurates two hospitals in Ilam and Jhapa today, says government places top priority on development of health sector. The Speaker Devraj Khimire calls on political parties to align policies and leadership with people's needs. Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal urges government to initiate diplomatic efforts with China to facilitate Mansarovar pilgrimage after border bridge collapse in Rasuagadi. And a preliminary report says fuel to engine was cut off before Air India plane crash. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli today inaugurated a newly constructed hospital in my municipality of Ilam district. The 15-bed hospital was built at the cost of 107 million rupees. The two-story hospital is constructed in an area of 10.5 rupees of land. The chief of the health division of my municipality, Pushkar Kadel, informed that a 24-hour service has been arranged in the hospital. Similarly, addressing the inauguration ceremony, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli called on people to be involved in the development works, adding that no one should create obstacles for the same. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli inaugurated Bhagiratha Neupani Buddha Shanti Hospital, constructed at Buddha Shanti Rural Municipality 3 in Jhapa District today itself. The 10-bed hospital was constructed at a cost of 65 million rupees. The hospital was built in the land donated by the children of the first woman Pradhan Panch of Nepal, Bhagiratha Neupani, in her memory. After the inauguration ceremony address, Prime Minister Oli said that the government has placed high priority on the development of health sector so that no one would be deprived of health treatment. Speaker Devraj Khimire has called on political parties to move forward effectively by shaping policies and choosing leadership in line with the wishes and needs of the people. Releasing the book Political Parties of the Powerful Nations, a comparative study written by Som Prasad Mishra in Bhaktapur today, Speaker Khimire said that the political parties are the backbone of a republic, emphasizing that parties should play a decisive role in strengthening the parliament. Speaker Khimire stressed that political parties should be equally active in building a foundation to win the trust of the people. He said that in a parliamentary system, political parties should be serious about making the executive, judiciary and legislature effective by keeping the space for policy formulation open. Two people died and six others were injured in a jeep accident occurred at 5:30 this morning. The jeep heading to Ghana in Darsula district from Dhangadi fell some 100 meters up the road at Patan 6 in Baitadi district. Police inspector of the district police office in Baitadi, Balaram Pandu, said jeep driver 24-year-old Santosh Bahadur Rana and 32-year-old passenger Kiran Bohura of Dilasaini Rural Municipality 1 died in the accident. The Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal Town has called on the government to immediately initiate the diplomatic efforts with the Chinese government to create enabling environment for the pilgrims heading towards Mansarovar from checkpoints such as Tatopani, Kurala and Hilsa in view of a border bridge collapse in Rasuagadi. The pilgrims travelling to Kailas Mansarovar, a holy site in Tibet of China, are facing problems after the recent flash flood in the Lende stream swept away the Nepal-China Mitiri Pool, a border bridge. The umbrella organization of trekking agencies in Nepal, TAN, issued a press statement today and reminded the inconvenience being faced by the travelers heading towards the Tibet area from Rasuagadi. Furthermore, TAN President Sagar Pandey urged the government to ensure a smooth visa for the tourists and pilgrims alike traveling to these shrines, reasoning the peak season for the pilgrims is beginning soon. Likewise, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Nepal is urged to take diplomatic initiations with the Chinese embassy in Nepal to accelerate and streamline visa process, making traveler friendly. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated to the Nepali women footballers for securing a 6-1 victory against Bhutan in SAF Under-20 Women's Championship. writing on his social networking sites. Today, Prime Minister Oli congratulated Nepali women footballers for defeating Bhutan with a wide margin. The SAF Under 20 Women's Championship started in Bangladesh on Friday. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1 GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज Former President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said that the people's multi-party democracy practiced by the CPN-UML is not just a political theory, but a philosophical thought guiding public interest, human welfare and social justice. Speaking at a journal release and discussion program organized in Kathmandu today by the Madan Bhandari Foundation, Former head of the state emphasized the need for study, research, and discussion about people's multi-party democracy in higher educational institutions. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Fuel to the engines of the Air India plane involved in a deadly crash was cut off moments after the takeoff, a preliminary investigation report has found. According to the BBC, in recovered cockpit voice recordings, the report said one of the pilots can be heard asking, "Why did you cut up?" To which the other pilot replied, "He did not do so." The London-bound Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner crashed less than a minute after taking off on the 12th of June from Ahmedabad Airport in western India, killing 260 people. One British national miraculously survived the crash. Similarly, the investigation led by India's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau is expected to produce a more detailed report in 12 months. The report said that the cutoff caused both engines to lose the thrust. Negotiations between Israel and Hamas in Qatar and a new Gaza ceasefire and hostage release still are on the brink of collapse, according to Palestinian officials familiar with the details of the discussions. The BBC cited one senior official as saying that Israel had bought time, during Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week, and deliberately stalled the process by sending a delegation to Doha with no real authority to make decisions on the key points of contentious. They include the withdrawal of the Israeli troops and humanitarian aid distribution. Before he left the U.S. on Thursday, Netanyahu had maintained a positive tone, saying he hoped to complete an agreement in a few days. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hill regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi, Mades, Bagmati provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall and rainfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates two hospitals in Ilam and Chapa today, says government places top priority on development of health sector. Speaker Devraj Khemere calls on political parties to align policies and leadership with people's needs. Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal urges government to initiate diplomatic efforts with China to facilitate Mansarovar pilgrimage after border bridge collapse in Raswagadi. And a preliminary report says fuel to engines was cut off before Air India plane crash. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.